Greetings, it's John Hughes from Created by Mr. Hughes here with our next post. This one's titled, Table for One Please, plus 5 Ways to Collaborate During the Summer. Greetings friends, I hope your week has been amazing thus far. From the title post, it almost seems like an oxymoron, right? Table for One and collaboration? Let's talk about how these two things relate. First, many of you may not know this, but school administrators, at least in our district, are contracted for 12 months. This means that I am basically alone at my building for 3 months each year. Yes, my teachers will pop in and out, my secretary is in a few days a month, and I enjoy visiting with my custodians off and on, but on the whole, I spend an awful lot of time alone in my office working to prepare for the next school year. Now, if you're like my best friend, who is not a teacher but whose wife is, you might ask, what do you do all day? What could there possibly be to do all summer long for that amount of time? After which the room went quiet and everyone turned their attention to me. Awkward. I looked at him, took a breath and a moment to think, and then answered his question. I started by explaining exactly what I do, and it involves preparing everything from budgets and duty rosters to supply orders and professional readings. More on those in separate posts. I have read some amazing professional books this summer and still have several to go. Yes. The response, a simple hmm and a nod. Then the conversation went elsewhere. But my mind stayed in gear mulling over this. I could have went on. After all, I didn't tell him about the major handbook update I'm working on, class list preparation, project details. We are renovating several areas in our school this year. And the list goes on. So why am I sharing all of this with you, you might be asking? Great question. Collaboration. Wait, what? You just said you sit alone in your office. Yes, I did. But thanks to the modern marvel of social media, I am far from alone in my office working. I'm constantly networking and collaborating with other administrators and leaders both in my district and around the world. How amazing is that? Webster's defines collaboration as to work with another person or group in order to achieve or do something. Collaboration is a verb. It's something you do, not something that happens to you. That has really stuck with me over the years. It's a verb. What an awesome concept, to work with another person in order to achieve. Now I know that it is summer for the world of education, so then I get asked, John, it's summer. How do I collaborate? My spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, fill in the blank, doesn't care, know, or understand what I'm talking about. Well, true dat. But there are still ways you can collaborate during the summer. I'd like to share my 5 amazing ways you can collaborate during the summer and beyond. These have been my go-to solutions during the summer months whilst I am alone in my office. First of all, Facebook. While it may seem like a time suck 99% of the time, Facebook really is a great way to collaborate over the summer. Join groups or create your own and have your team members join. And use it as a place to share ideas, content, and even those vacation pictures. I mean, come on. It's amazing how quickly you can connect and grow. There's a pro tip here. Set up expectations from the start, like no drama allowed. That will help create an atmosphere that's positive and helpful and uplifting. And with Facebook Live, now a feature, you have the power to quickly and easily share visually in real time with instant feedback. And if you have subscribed to our mailing list, you have access to our Facebook collaboration group. Information about how to join can be found on the subscribers perks page. If you haven't subscribed, use the sign up form to the right, or you can click on the link in the post and sign up quickly and have access to the subscribers perks page. Number 2, book club or group. A book club or group is the perfect summer solution to collaborating. Not only do book clubs or groups allow you space to do your thing, the commitment is minimal but still provides a lot of value and opportunity for growth. The key is to find a topic that truly interests you and then ask for or look up book titles. Be sure to make notes in the margins of or in a notebook to keep your learning available for later use. So important to make sure you're making notes. I'm going to be doing a post later on a system I'm designing called Nugget that will help you organize your thoughts. So be looking for that in the future. Number 3, Twitter chats. If you haven't experienced a Twitter chat, well, you need to. Start by jumping in on a current forum and get ready to learn. As you get more comfortable with the format, think about hosting your own Twitter chat on a topic you are passionate about. You'll be astounded at the amount of insight and sharing that takes place. Not sure how to use Twitter? A quick Google search will yield helpful tutorials and resources. Number 4, Blabs, Google Airs, and webinars. There is no end to the amount of video-based social events that are on the air and web waves. And depending on your comfort level with being live, there is so much value to be had from these events. Whether hosting or enjoying these events will provide you with amazing value and collaborative insights. And 5th, Periscope. Similar in nature to number four above, Periscope provides the opportunity to enjoy live or replay video without being seen. You simply get to sit back and relax. It's like collaboration without the dress code. Don't want to make a comment? You can, but you don't have to. Remember, when you're ready, you can host your own scope and share your insight and knowledge for others to glean. Yep, these are easy, fast, and engaging ways to collaborate during the summer, and honestly, you can use them all year round. There really isn't an excuse any longer for not being involved in collaboration. Our students need to see it being modeled by their teachers and leaders so they know what it looks like and sounds like, but more importantly, so they can see the awesome results that come from, as Webster's put it, working with another person or group in order to achieve or do something. And to that, I would add something powerful and uplifting. Be sure to share the infographic below so others can see how easy it is to collaborate during the summer months and beyond. Have a great weekend. And there is a high-quality PDF that you can download if you're on our, if you join our subscribers group perks page, so that you have access to that, and pictures and audio files as well. So have a great weekend, and we'll be back soon with more.